Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and buckle up, fans, because today we're talking all about the adult animated musical Hazbin Hotel. And when I say we, I mean me and our lovely correspondent, Miss Melinda. Welcome back, friend.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I am good. I was incredibly late to this party. It was Miss Melinda who brought this show to my attention. And then I had a few cosplay friends who were like, oh my gosh, this is so great. And I was like, okay. And even then, I was still incredibly late to this party. So first and foremost, full disclosure, do not watch this show with your kids. Yes, it is animated. Yes, it is a cartoon. This is more than just Adult Swim content. This is every swear word under the sun and or some triggering subjects. But that being said, I thoroughly enjoyed the second half, and I'm really looking forward to season two. Melinda being the one that got me hooked on this, what are your initial thoughts?
Again, I would like to reiterate that this is probably more an 18 plus show. Amazon does rate it 16 plus.
I thought that was generous too.
Very generous. And before I start getting into this, I would like to address the trigger warnings for this show and the topics that we're going to touch upon for our listeners. This show does cover some heavy topics. It deals with drug paraphernalia, abusive relationships, sexual and physical abuse, and it is also very strong language. So again, do not watch this with your kids.
At all.
I know that there are parents who went to Comic Cons basically and brought their children with them to the Hazbin Hotel panels, and the voice actors will call you out. Blake Roman, I believe, called out the parents for this 9-year-old asking him a question. Now then, that being said, I did the mistake of starting the show while I was on my lunch break. So I went in thinking that the show is for adults and it's animated and it's a musical. And I turned my phone screen off real quick in the break room within the first 2 minutes, I think it might have been five. But I also very much enjoyed the show. I love the music, I love the humor, and I am also looking forward to season two. So for those of you who don't know, Hazbin Hotel is a show that is about the daughter of Lucifer, who makes an attempt to find a non-violent alternative for reducing hell's overpopulation, and she opens a rehabilitation hotel that offers a group of misfit demons a chance at redemption.
You've got some casting for us.
I do. Erica Henningsen is Charlie Morningstar. Stephanie Beatrice is Faggy. Blake Roman voices Angel Dust and the Egg Boys. Keith David is Husk. Kimiko Glenn is Nifty. Alex Brightman voices both Serpentius and Adam. Amir Talai is Alistair. Joel Perez is Valentino. Christian Borrell is Vox. And Jeremy Jordan is Lucifer Morningstar.
Well, I'm ready for some tea. Are you ready for some tea?
Let's spill it.
All right. This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So if you have not watched Hazbin Hotel on Prime, we're about to spoil it for you. How did you find this show? I know you kind of said that you found TikToks here and there, but was that your segue into it?
That was the majority of my segue into the show. I don't exactly remember how it showed up on my FYP, other than it was probably like the most popular animated show at the time. And that's what the algorithm does. TikTok gave me, you know, a new hyperfixation. So I got hooked on the show within the first episode. And I got hooked on the scene where the group is discussing Alistair's commercial. And Angel Dust keeps throwing out these ideas that no one wants to do. And that's when we find out from Vaggy that demons have to want to stay in the hotel. They can't be forced. So Angel, on his way out, like, endearingly says this perfect line, like, hey, whatever means I can keep Crash in here rent free. And there's this pause. And then he goes, crack is expensive. I was like, oh, this is the type. Okay, got it. This is what the show is going to be about. And of course, Charlie breaks out into song and Baggy is like, just please don't go outside. And Angel just watches Charlie leave the hotel and goes, she's halfway down the street. No, she's dancing. That's when I got hooked. I know yours was halfway through. At what point did you start enjoying the show?
Okay, so I thought the music got better after episode four. I caught myself humming. I was like, oh, this is the catchy tune. Okay. And by no means would I consider myself like a huge fan of Broadway. I can appreciate it. I've seen a couple Broadway musicals, but I don't usually dive into animated musicals, whether they're Disney related or whatever. But if it's catchy, it'll get stuck in my head. The music got better. And I was hooked when I found out Baggy's backstory. That was a game changer. What's your favorite episode?
I recently rewatched the series, and I'm going to say my favorite episode is episode two, Radio Killed the Video Star.
Oh.
Yeah, this is where we meet Serpentius and the Egg Boys, and Alistair is just chilling with his Oh Dear mug, which, by the way, I made an Oh Dear friendship bracelet. I loved it so much. And Alistair is like, "Who is this guy?" And Serpentius is all, "We've done battle like 20 times." And I just Alistair's response with, "Well, you must have been really bad at this." Like, one of my favorite moments in that episode is when Serpentius is recovering from one of Alistair's hits, and Alistair thanks him for another forgettable experience. I freaking love it. That is my favorite. And I think one of my favorite songs is "Stayed Gone," as well as
Oh.
"Loser Baby" is another great one, and "Hell's Greatest Dad." But yeah, episode two is probably my favorite episode. Do you have one?
So I was torn between five and six. The song that Charlie does with her dad.
Oh my God.
Super freaking catchy.
Is it the "More Than Anything"?
Yes.
Oh, I was crying when I listened to that. I was in my car with tears running down my face crying. I was like, I cannot listen to this while I drive to work. It's so beautiful.
And it's such an interesting episode because while it was announced in what episode one or two, I want to say two, Heaven's Angels are portrayed as the bad guys and as the exterminators. And it was such an interesting concept. So when Charlie goes up to plead her case on how she's been rehabilitating sinners to Heaven's Angels and they're the absolute worst to her, it was my favorite episode and the storylines really picked up then. And I want to say that was episode five, but the finale was also really good too. Who's your favorite character?
For me, I love a sassy villain. It's gonna be Alistair. He's
Okay.
my favorite. He's fashionable. He's a girl's girl. I like his sense of humor. He's also ace, so there's that.
Oh.
He's canonically asexual, which ace rep, woo. I also really liked his relationship with Nifty. Like the way that she made him
Yes.
a crown and named him King Roach. They just laughed.
Can I ask how you knew he was ace? Because I wasn't
Oh.
aware.
Okay, so
Is there a line in there that I just
there
didn't pick
is a
up on?
line. Yeah, there is a line when they go to Cannibal Town where Rosie goes, "Oh, are you wooing all the ladies?" when she meets Charlie.
Okay.
And she goes, "Oh, just kidding. I know you're an ace in the hole."
Got
And he
it.
goes, "I'm a what now?" Because Alistair has no idea
Right.
about the closet. Like, he's in a glass case, but he has no idea there's a closet. The creator has also come out and said that he is ace.
Okay.
But that's why he's my favorite. Do you have a favorite character?
I'm gonna go with Charlie. She's the eternal optimist, and I was very impressed with her vocals. Yeah, she's also the daughter of Lucifer Morningstar, which that backstory, I was like, all right, I need more. I need more. And how she has kind of has daddy issues. She's very upfront with how not easy it is to be his daughter. And she still just, like trudges through it all. So I'm a big Charlie fan. All right. So there is quite the fan base for Hat's Been Hotel. That being said, why do you think this show has resonated with fans so much?
Well, this show is definitely made for the theater kids with trauma. And it's also a very queer show. And it addresses a lot of heavy topics that not many shows have addressed before. Here you have Charlie, the daughter of two of the original Bible villains, who is trying to help demons get into heaven because forgiveness is the whole theme, right? But it's not just about forgiving others, it's about forgiving yourself. And the show plays on the whole good versus bad. Angels are supposed to be these heavenly supernatural beings that are under the service of God, but you find out that they're committing massacres in hell like every 6 months that only a few angels know about. These angels, they don't see the potential in hell's demons. One of the lyrics is "Fair is fair, an eye for an eye." when Adam sings this, it's about revenge. But in actuality, that quote is about justice. So the angels have this twisted view that all sinners are bad, but that's not the case. So, you know, some of these demons were given a bad card in life and they dealt with it the only way they knew how. Lord knows I'm not talking about the cannibals, but
right.
But it's like, I don't want to dive too deep. I'm not a licensed psychologist or a social worker, but right. The songs are great. The voice actors are amazing. The characters are simple to cosplay. And the show uses dark humor to cope with their surroundings. So that's why I think it has resonated with so many fans.
Well, I actually reached out to a couple of my cosplay friends who also brought this show to my attention after you did. Again, I'm a casual cosplayer, so if I can't find it in my closet, it's probably not happening. But when I asked them about their favorite aspects of Hazbin Hotel within the cosplay community, this is what I got back. I'd actually say it's opened up the topic of should certain fandoms have age restrictions? It's actually been interesting the amount of minor engagement with Hazbin Hotel, and it's created some uncomfortable situations for the adults in the fandom, as well as the voice actors themselves. Case in point, at a recent panel at a con, there was no age restrictions, and a 9-year-old asked the voice actor of Angel Dust a very sexually charged question, leading to the actor being visibly uncomfortable. When I asked her, what are your favorite aspects of Hazbin Hotel as a cosplayer? I would say it's the visually iconic characters. On top of the characters being very interesting, they're also very recognizable, which makes for a more fun cosplay experience. And when I asked her what her favorite aspects of the show were, she says, I appreciate that everyone exists in the shades of gray. No one is perfectly good, and even evil characters have depth and are dynamic. When I asked her who her favorite characters are, she also went with Alistair, and why is a whole lot of concerning reasons. And she followed up with Angel Dust was a close second, which is another episode for another day. And when I asked her, I said, are you guys still thinking about it, a big cosplay get together as the Hazbin Hotel cast for FanX? And she replied, still planning on a group. And actually, quite a few of the voice actors are coming, so there's a lot of excitement for doing these characters this year. It was recently announced that Hazbin Hotel was renewed for a season 2. What are you most excited to see in season 2?
I'm excited to explore more of Alistair and Lilith's background. Here's the thing. There's the theory that Alistair went missing with Lilith because both him and Lilith left Hell 7 years beforehand.
Oh.
And we know Alistair made a deal with someone that he's trying to break out of so he can become the Overlord. So I want to know what Lilith is up to. I don't think she's actually just chilling up in heaven at a beach. I think there has to be more to her story. I mean, it tracks.
Yeah, because my whole take was like, I want to see Lilith's story come to play as Charlie's mom to see how involved she is. Because like, we know Charlie has daddy issues. And Lucifer lives in hell and he's not making the effort. So kind of judging there. But Lilith's up in heaven. So I was like, okay. Or supposedly up in heaven. So I was like, okay, her soul's clean for whatever reason. I want to know more about this side or see it from through Lilith's eyes as to what's going down. But also, rest in peace, Serpentius. RIP, my good sir. Which just shows Charlie's, you know, Hazbin Hotel did in fact work. If Serpentius can end up in heaven, Angel Dust is a shoo-in. Just putting that one out there. And Alistair's storyline's getting so good. So I'm right there with you, man. It's honorable mention time. And the one thing I did not see coming was Nifty taking out Adam in the long run. So shout out to Nifty. Probably the most underrated character on the show. I did not think twice about her. I was like, okay, she's a crazy housekeeper. All right, whatevs. She's there for funsies. No, she was there for a purpose. Okay. So if she can take out Adam, as in the first man, I'm not ruling out anyone else on this show. So how about you?
I would like a shout out to Jeremy Jordan because his character became very popular. And I even made a friendship bracelet with his line, take that depression. Brilliant, brilliant performances. And I cannot wait to see more.
And now it is time for the spotlight of the week. Looking for a quick and honest review on an upcoming movie? Check out Parking Lot Reviews, where our lovely correspondent, Miss China, gives her hot take on a variety of movies the moment she leaves the theater. Follow Parking Lot Reviews on TikTok and Instagram at Parking Lot Reviews. The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts for a new, fun, fandom episode of the Fangirls Podcast.
We here at the Fangirls Pod are not affiliated with the following: Amazon Prime, Vivian Medrano, Spindle Horse Tunes, Bento Box Entertainment, Amazon MGM Studios, and A24. We're just really big fans.
Big fans.